When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hey, all, this is Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. Today is December 11th, 2017. And guess what, y'all? This week, Star Wars Episode 8 comes out. Can you believe it? Episode 8. So, I got something very special for you today. It's going to change your life, I think. And we'll get to it after the forecast. For today, which is Monday, sunny, the high near 47. For tonight, partly cloudy, low around 30. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 42. Well, guess what we're going to do today? Star Wars Episode 8 comes out this week. So, as a special treat, for those of you who weren't here, call us if you ain't listened before, it's new to you. We're going to talk about Star Wars Episode 7. From a very special episode of The Happy Day from back in December of 2015. Let's go ahead and join me in my rich, handsome, sexy voice from when I was talking about Star Wars. So, last night at the Liberty, Kim and I went to go see that new Star Trek movie. It's Star Trek Episode 7, and I tell you what, spoilers, there's a spoiler alert. If you've not seen Star Trek, the new one, you will probably find out stuff you don't want to know if you listen to this podcast. So, pause it, then head over to the Liberty or that new fancy, one up there on the hill, that new fancy theater, and, go see the movie, then come back and then pause and listen. But I like the new Star Trek movie, Star Wars movie. It was pretty good. I left this movie with a lot of questions that I just didn't get answered. I don't know if it's because I didn't pick up on them in the movie theater or because they just weren't answered in the movie. The main character in this is a girl, and, she's awesome. I mean, she's like the most awesome thing in the whole movie. She don't take crap off nobody, and she can fight just like a man. It's pretty cool. But I don't know who she is. Is she like Luke's daughter? Like, this is Star Wars, Star Trek, The Next Generation, Episode 7. It's kind of like Star Trek, that new series that took place after the old one. You know, it had Captain Picard and Data and the guy with the beard in it. But this is kind of like that, but it's in the Star Wars universe, and I like to think of it like this is probably the kids of like all the old characters. So the new Darth Vader, he is Han Solo and Princess Leia's son, and he was a pretty bad dude. But you know, that new girl, Rey, I think her name's Rey. That's a boy's name. Rey is awesome, and she kicks his butt at the end of the movie. But we don't find out who she is. She could be Luke's. She could be Luke's daughter. I guess Luke might have a daughter. She could be, I don't know. She's probably somebody's daughter, ain't she? I just don't know. But I like the movie. I like the fact that it didn't have no Ewoks in it. I didn't much care for the Ewoks. They're kind of like little teddy bears with teeth, and as a kid, they scared the crap out of me, and I be completely honest with you, I kind of was a little nervous that those things were going to pop up in here, because I do kind of see those in my dreams sometimes. I liked the movie, though. It was full of awesome special effects, and everybody had cool, like, 70s hair, kind of like they did in the old movies. That's the one thing, though, that I don't really get. Like, even I know that the old movies were made back in the 70s, so this new movie is made to look like it was made in the 70s, and that's just kind of weird, but I guess it's kind of like a movie that takes place in the 70s, but it does take place in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I told you, I'm kind of rusty this week because, like, it's been 3 weeks since I recorded the podcast. So let me see here. I like the movie. I give it 2 thumbs up. I think you should go see it. Take your kids. If you don't got kids, take your neighbor's kids, or take your friends, take your family, take your parents. Take your parents. It'd be a blessing on them. And weren't that a wonderful episode of The Happy Day from back in 2015? So I'm going to spoil the heck out of that movie again for you this week. I get to see it Thursday, so I'll tell you about it on Friday. So if you don't want to know everything that happens, don't listen. I'm kidding, I ain't going to spoil it for you. Not really. I hadn't really decided yet. Well, I hope y'all have a happy day. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.